In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
So according to the schedule today, this afternoon is a sermon. So I'd like to share with you this topic for this afternoon.
今天下午是要讲道啊，是正道。
Today this afternoon topic is casting all your anxiety upon Him.
今天下午要给我们勉励的题目是将一切的忧虑卸给神。
Please turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
我们看彼得前书第五章。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 7.
我们看第七节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 7.
彼得前书五章七节。
Casting all your anxiety upon him because he cares for you.
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
We know because our life, we live in this world. In this world is full of uncertainty, we can say.
我们知道这个世界啊，我们活的这个世界是有很多的未知数。
Because we don't know about tomorrow.
我们不晓得啊，比如说不晓得明天怎么样。
Many times today is the time we are anxious for tomorrow.
很多时候我们会为明天的忧虑。
Because tomorrow is like a very insecure.
好像是明天是一个很不安全的。
So usually we worry about tomorrow, which is today.
所以我们在今天就会为明天来忧虑。
Actually, we cannot control. The key is not in our hands, because tomorrow is not for sure. That can be our time to be. Given time to in our hands or now we don't know.
但事实上我们忧虑也没有用，因为我们没办法掌握明天呢。
So we constantly worry about it.
也因为这样，人也会容易为明天来忧虑。
Jesus say, "Don't worry about it."
但主耶稣告诉我们说，不用为明天忧虑。
Matthew chapter 6, Jesus mentioned about that.
主耶稣在马太福音第六章里头有这样说。
Do not anxious for your life.
不要为你的生命忧虑。
What shall you eat? What shall you drink? Just don't worry about it.
吃什么或喝什么。
So God will provide.
因为神会预备。
I heard about the Cinta's mother last night about the Cinta's uncle.
昨天我听那个辛塔的母亲呢、见证她的大哥。
And uncle went before she, I think she, he had a dream to find in a dream. I think it's my the what she's saying is to me it's correct. God let him know the 7 months of the period of time.
就是见证里头是大概是提到，就是说他的这个舅舅啊，就是辛达的舅舅啊，在七个月之前就知道的预知到一件事情。
We know that when he have gone through like a suffering 啊。
我们晓得他之前有一段时间是有病痛。
But we find out everything is designed by God.
但我们也知道一切都在神的安排之下。
Even his lifespan that God designed.As it is, and then after 7 months, he passed away.
在就是神的按照神的计划，他就在那个七个月之后就离开这个世界。
So since God chose us, His own way to design our life, each one of our own, so we don't have to worry about it.
神拣选我们，为我们预备我们的未来，所以我们不必为将来来忧虑。
And Jesus mentioned, look at the birds out there.
耶稣用天上的飞鸟做比喻。
No one prepared for them for their food to their life, but God provide for them.
鸟不用耕种，不用纺线，但是神为他们预备了食物。
Jesus gave us a question that anyone cannot grow a single cubit of his lifespan.
主耶稣继续说，没有人因为忧虑而可以为自己增长一段的时间，就是一段的那个年日。
So he reminding us that things belongs in our life, that tomorrow is actually belongs to God.
所以主耶稣最后的勉励就是我们明天是在神的掌握之下。
So Christian management is in a sense very simple.
基督徒的那个对人生的计划应该是很简单的。
I read an article about in this country MBA.
我读过一篇文章，在介绍在美国的那个就是那个 MBA degree 啊，那个学位。
1990s on the this very turned to very popular.
就是商业硕士啊，商业管理硕士在1990年代的时候非常的非常的很多人喜欢念。
And so many people get this degree so they can get a more earning from their job.
所以很多年轻人都喜欢去念这个商业的管理硕士学位，以后毕业以后可以赚很多的钱。
Now is too many MBAs, so the company doesn't want them anymore.
但是到现在呢，那个念这个行业的毕业生太多了，就是那个公司都收容不了。
Actually, if you have MBA, then actually a company actually avoid you, but somebody only finish college, they accept them.
有些公司甚至对有这个商业管理硕士的学生不愿意不愿采用，而是要接受一些刚刚大学毕业的学生。
Because the MBA is a management of business, it is a master of the business administration, so you can say.They're learning the management of business.
那么念这方面的人，他们是就是要学习如何来做公司的管理工作。
It's very demanding knowledge actually for each company.
那么在每个公司里头，对他们的要求也很高。
So many people set the plan and the right way of manage the company, so the company continue to grow.
那么他们要替公司做各种的计划让公司能够继续增加获利，增加公司继续成长。
Christian life also, we have to learn how to manage our life.
那么作为一个基督徒，我们应该如何也懂得如何来管理我们的生命。
But what Jesus say, what the Peter here, he says, cast all your anxiety upon him, which is let all this anxiety put to God, so He can take care of it.
但是忧虑这一点，彼得这边告诉我们说，应该把一切的忧虑都卸给神了。
So Peter said, He cares for you.
理由就是因为神顾念我们。
Sometimes when we man set a plan for our future.
有时候我们为自己做未来的打算。
Maybe we can put a lot of different plan, a very complicated plan, maybe.
也许我们可以做很多不同的，而且很复杂的计划。
But if God doesn't help us,
但是如果神不愿意成全我们
，all this plan turn to be empty-handed.
那么这些计划最后会落空。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah.
我们看耶利米书。
Jeremiah chapter 10.
第十章。
Jeremiah chapter 10 verse from 10:23.
从二十三节读起。
Jeremiah 10 verse 23.
耶利米书十章二十三节。
I know, O Lord, that a man's way is not in himself, nor is it in a man who works to direct his step.
二十三节主说，我晓得人的道路不由自己，行路的人也不能定自己的脚步。
Here says 23, I know, O Lord, that a man's way is not in himself. It's not a way, it's not our own, but nor is in the man who works to direct his step. That means God.
这里先知告诉我们说人的路啊，人的道路，人生的道路啊，不是由自己可以来定的，走路的人也没办法定自己的脚步。
Many people
就在神的手下。
Many people trying to success their life in this world.
很多人都希望一生能够成功。
But somebody have to help us.
但是我们知道都需要有人的帮助。
There's no such thing that we can help ourselves to be success.
我们晓得很难得说一个人能够使让自己不靠外力可以得到成功。
There is one a very kind of the founder of the one of a big company in Japan.
日本一个大公司的一个创始人。
He was very poor when his life when he was young.
他年轻的时候很贫穷。
He also is very physically very weak.
而且身体也是很虚弱。
He's not even finished even the elementary school.
他连小学都没毕业。
But later he reflected his own life. He says, because of that, I make my life to, because my life to be success.
那么他晚年的时候回忆，就是因为某个人让他一生做了很大的改变。
He says, because I have no money, I learned that the money is very important.
那么他说他因为本来没有钱，所以他知道钱的重要。
Because I'm very healthily weak, so I have to learn how to.Let the people manage.
那么他也晓得自己身体不是很健壮啊，所以他需要用对的人来替他管理。
Maybe he if he has a good health.
如果他有很健康的身体的话
，Maybe he tried to take everything by on his hands.
他也许就一个人来公司的大小都自己 来管理。
But because of his weak.
但是因为他自己的身体不好。
His strength then is not enough.
他没有足够的体力。
So he learned how to people to how to choose the people, let the people work for him.
所以他就懂得如何来用人，让他们来替他做治理公司的工作。
Because he doesn't have a high education.
因为他也没有得到很高的教育。
So he knows his own limitation.
他就晓得自己的能力的限度。
So he had to learn how to use those of.Highly educated people to help his business.
所以他晓得如何用那些得到高深学问的的职员来替他治理。
So in a sense, he find out that he says he's a very lucky person.
所以他认为他是因此他就是一个很幸运的人。
But he's not that smart.
他并不是那么聪明的人。
But he's not that educated.
也不是那么受高深学问的教育的人。
But he's not that healthy himself.
也不是很健康健壮的人。
Because of that, he learned how to use outside the force, outside the people, manpower to use them for the for his business.
但是他懂得如何用人，用一些就是有能才干的人来替他管理公司。
So we have to understand many times the success is not because we are great, we are just highly educated.
所以很多时候啊，并不是因为我们自己的才能或者是我们的教育让我们能够得到成功。
I hope we can understand that everything comes from God.
我们应该了解一切都来自于神。
Now let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes.
我们来看生命记传道书。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
第三章。传道书第三章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1.
第一节。
There is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven. And his wise man said, there is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven.
第一节啊，就是智慧人这样讲，凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时。
And verse 11.
再看十一节。
And he has made everything appropriate in its time. He has also set eternity in their hearts. Yet so that man will not find the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end. Verse 12.
十二节。
I know that there is nothing better for them that rejoice and to do good in one's lifetime. Verse 13.
13.
Moreover, that every man who eats and drinks sees good in all his labor, it is the gift of God. Verse 14.
14节。
I know that everything God does will remain forever. There is nothing to add to it, and there is nothing to take from it. For God has so worked that a man should fear him.
十一节，神造万物，各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在人。在世人心里，然而神从始至终的作为，人不能参透。十二节，我知道世人莫强如终身喜乐行善。十三节，并且人人吃喝，在他一切劳碌中享福，这也是神的恩赐。十四节，我知道神一切的作为都必永存，无所增添，无所减少。神这样行是要人在他面前存敬畏的心。
Because everything has its own time, but according to God's way.
每一件事情都有按照神所定的时间。
Sometimes we think that we can make a chance, we can make a, you know, the timing so that we can make a success.
也许有人认为我们可以为自己制造机会。
But everything is all comes from the God's hand.
但事实上，万事都在神的手中。
So, success, it depends on the God's hand.
所以人能不能成功是在于神
的手。Then we have to get into His time and His favor.
我们如果照着神的时间，照着神给我们的特别的恩赐。
Then we can make our life to be successful.
我们的一生就能够很成功。
Successful is not I'm talking about the material issues.
当然，所谓的成功并不是指着物质上的成功。
Or simply we can say a happy life. We can say
应该是
joyful life. Simply
是一个喜乐的人生。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
我们来看看箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 7.
箴言三章五到七节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 7.
五到七节。
And trust in the Lord, with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes, and fear the Lord, and turn away from evil.
第五节，你要专心仰赖主，不可依靠自己的聪明。在你一切所行的事上总都要认定他，他必指引你的路，不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏神，远离恶事。
I think I read this Bible passage more than 100 times, I'm sure.
我大概读这一段的圣经节大概至少100次了。
But every time I read this passage,
但每一次我读的时候，
then I find out my own weakness.
我就可以想到自己的弱点。
And always just telling me why you cannot trust God 100% sometimes.
我都会问自己为什么不能完全来信靠神。
Why many times you think you're good, so you rely on your own understanding.
或是有时候我们认为自己很行了，就要照自己的想法做做法来做事。
Many times here in the verse, chapter 3 verse 7 say, do not be wise in your eyes.But many times we think we are wise enough to handle it.
不要在第七节告诉我们说，不要在自己看自己是很有智慧的。
God doesn't like to do anything evil.
神当然不愿意人作恶。
If we out of this picture, that means actually we are doing an evil.
如果我们没有按照这一个段圣经所讲的，我们就事实上是在做恶事。
Because you tried your own way to success.
因为人要用自己的方法来能够成功，成大功，立大业。
But this is actually it's not the God's way, then it becomes an evil way.
但是因为不是神的方法，所以算是恶事。
So we have to find out the God's way to manage our life.
所以人要先寻求神的方法。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
那么完全的来仰靠神。
When Joseph's life, just simply we can think about it.
我们可以思想一下约瑟的一生。
His life was twisted when we sold to the Egypt by his brothers.
我小时候他被哥哥们把他变卖到埃及去。
In a sense, he lost everything.
所以他的原有的一切都失去了。
Normal family in his life, normal family after that with his life.
在埃及地，他再也没有他的家人了。
He lost his freedom, so he became a slavery.
而且他成为一个奴隶，所以失去了自由。
And also was sold to the Egypt. There's all different, totally different cultural background in his life.
那么在一个陌生的、完全不一样的一个社会里头生活。
There's no such a true God in that culture.
那么在他们埃及那个地方，人也不敬拜神。
But he himself was forced to adjust his life in this country.
所以他被迫就必须在那个新环境里头来做适应。
There's no way his own way to success in this country.
那么我们可以知道，他用自己的方法绝对不可能在那个陌生的地方得到一个成功啊。
So, no matter, maybe he can be very great himself, he's very smart enough, maybe he's very enough that he's a very way to good in an interpersonal relationship. Now, a lot of things maybe he can build his own.
也许他很有智慧，也许他懂得跟人如何相处。
But we find out that Joseph is a very good person.
但我们从圣经知道他是一个很好的一个人。
But the thing is, his success is not come from this human personal relationship or anything that related with flesh and his ability.
但我们知道他的最后的成功并不是因为他知道如何跟人相处或者他的能力有多大的。
The when he was under the Potiphar's.
当他在波提法家里的时候
，According to the Bible in the book of Genesis mentioned that the Potiphar find out that God is with him。
圣经记载说波提法发现有神跟他同在。
I'm sure because Potiphar doesn't know the God very well about Joseph's God。
我们可以相信波提法并不认识约瑟所拜的神。
But he can see that there's a God some.He thinks that that's the supernature, the God is with him.
但是他可以感受得出来有神跟约瑟同在。
So he become a witness.
所以波提法就成为一个见证人。
So he can give everything to the hands of the Joseph.
他能够把一切都事物都交给约瑟来管理。
That's what the Bible explained to us.
圣经这样告诉我们。
Let's look at the Genesis chapter 39.
我们来看创世纪三十九章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Chapter 39, verse 3.
三十九章第三节。
Now, chapter 39, verse 3. Now his master saw that the Lord was with him.And how the Lord caused all that he did to prosper in his hand.
第三节，他主人见主与他同在，又见主使他手里所办的事尽都顺利。
We find out who find out the Lord was with him.
谁看出来有神跟约瑟同在呢？
It's his master.
就是他奴隶的主人。
It's not the master find out his ability.Master find out his in interpersonal relationship, any kind of very intellectual, very capable person. It's not that kind of things. Chapter 39, verse 3 says, his master saw that the Lord was with him.
这里并没有记载说主人看他哦，看到他很懂得如何与人相处，如何有能力，而是看到有神跟他同在。
Then he find out the supernatural help him with him to cause all that he did to the prosper in his hand.
而且见到有神使他手里所办的事尽都顺利。
I think his master is a very good investor.
我们可以看出来他的奴隶的主人是很会做投资。
Because now he can see that whatever he touches, then it can be prosper.
因为他用了这个奴隶。任何他所做经手的事情都成功了。
So he put everything it belongs to his household, give it to his hands.
所以他把家里的管理的家务都交给他。
I think when we invest something,
当我们在某个事情上做投资
，you're looking for professional investor.
我们都是需要有那个专业的投资。
I'm sure you can see that how that person manage.Your asset and things that you invest.
我们都可以看出来，那个管理的人是如何来管理这些投资。
So here the master find out the Lord was with him.
这个主人看到神与约瑟同在。
What is your success? My success?
那么约瑟他的成功就成为主人成功。
When people see that God is with us.
那么神。跟我们同在
then this life can be very blessful.
那么我们的一生就是非常蒙福
But later on, Joseph's life was continued getting worse.
但是我们想到后来约瑟的一生也遇到了挫折
End up he cast into the prison.
已经被诬告就被关到监牢里头
According to the Bible, there's no such kind of promise. There's no such hope that he can get out of the prison.
那么在一个外国的一个监牢里头没有任何的指望可以被释放出来。
At that time, there's two person came in, like, cup bearers and the bread makers.
很巧的法老的一个膳长跟那个酒政被放到监牢里头去。
He interpreted their dreams.
那么他有机会为他们解梦。
But he find out the cupbearers, he restore his position and he can go back. do his job.
他知道在这个九正将会被恢复他的官职，会去服侍华老王。
Actually, he asked for favor because once you go out, then please remember me. So that means please take me out of this prison.
所以约瑟就事先就跟这个九正说，你出去了以后请你能够纪念我。
But when he get out of the prison, he forget it.
但是我们晓得，当九正恢复了他的职务以后，就把约瑟忘掉了。
I think every day he asked in the jailer, "Is there any news? He say anything to you?"
所以很可能约瑟在那个监狱里头一直在每天在猜想是不是九正记得他。
But there's nothing happened.
但是没有任何事情发生。
I think he quite disappointed at that time.
也许他非常的失望。
But the Bible doesn't, we don't know, but the Bible doesn't mention that, you know, the Joseph complained to God.
但是圣经里头没有记载说，在这种情形底下，约瑟有向神做任何的埋怨。
He just take it.
他就是逆来顺受。
But after about some 2 years later.
那么过了两年之后。
And this cupbearer remember when the Pharaoh had a dream.
当法老做了梦以后，那时候这个九正才回想起约瑟。
We find out his importance of time and chance things.
所以我们可以知道这个机会的重要。
Once we continue to trust in God,
当一个人能够不停的、不止的来信靠神
，God setting up all the plan for us.
神会为我们预备我们的一切。
We understand that God's time is the best time.
我们也知道神的时间是最好的时间。
Instead of we making the chance, but if God provides a chance, that is become the best one.
人的计划人的时间不见得有帮助，但是神的时间是最好。
Maybe the one the cup burial, he just went out and right away he remember so that he can talk to Pharaoh, so bring him out so he can be the person to be free out of the prison maybe.
也许如果当初九正被释放出来以后，恢复官职之后，他记起了约瑟，让约瑟能够被释放出来。
But he says his life to be success in this way because he get out of the prison, so he become a free man.
那么他所得到的是自由身而已。
But he cannot. He never have a chance to be a prime minister. Then.
他就没有这个机会，后来成为埃及的宰相。
Once he become a free man, I'm sure he go back to his father's place.
当他得了自由身的话，很可能他就想办法会回到他父亲的家。
His history, just, you know, the story is end up there, and then back to the life in the land of Canaan.
那么也许他的生，他的一生就是不再。有什么可以叙述的，他就回到他父亲的家过那个游牧的生活。
And they also have no such kind of chance that God can work with him through him for that he can fulfill his will.
神也当然就没有这个机会可以用他来让神的旨意能够得到成全。
But because of the time that he waiting and waiting with the trust in God.
但是就因为他能够等候神的时候
，In God's time, he become a prime minister.
因为他等到了神的时候的时候，他终于有机会成为埃及的宰相。
And this why he saved the Egypt.
他不仅救了埃及的全国
，And also he can invite a whole his household bring to the Egypt, let them to be survived during the 7 years of the drought.
他也能够把他自己的富家都接来埃及度过这个荒年。
Not only that, it becomes this the God's will that God send His people to chosen people to send to Egypt for 430 years.
那么神也靠着这个机会让以色列百姓能够在埃及住了300年。
Actually, he was in the plan of God.
所以可以看出来是埃及是在神的计划里头的一个人物。
His life was successful.
那么他的一生是成功的。
And also he saved all his household.
他也因此能够拯救他一家人。
And also he himself in the plan of God.
那么他自己也成为神计划里头的一部分。
It's not only his life live in this world as just personal life alone.
所以他并不只是过了一个他自己的一生而已。
When he live in the Egypt and become a prime minister, he save his household and his parents, his father's hold to just bring all this, his brothers bring to the land of Egypt. This is the God's will.
这是神的旨意，让他能够在荒年的时候把拯救他的一家人到埃及去。
But his life turned to be a very meaningful life to be.
而且他的一生变得非常有意义。
His life is only just like, you know, prime minister in Egypt. Then maybe because of personally, you know, success.
如果他光光是成为一个埃及宰相，只是他个人的成就而已。
Maybe a little bit he can glorify God. Maybe he can say he can thank to God.
也许他能够荣耀神，懂得来感谢神。
But because of he trusting God.
但是因为他懂得信靠神。
God use him.
神就重用他。
And through him, God fulfilled his will.
通过他，神来达成他的旨意。
So we know we find out the life of like Nehemiah.
我们也知道尼希米。
In Nehemiah, well, he became a cupbearer for the his master king.
他也是做一个酒政的工作。
And later on, he prayed to God, and then he went to Jerusalem to rebuild the wall.
那么他向神祷告，神就让他有机会能够回到耶路撒冷去重建那个圣城。
He never worry about his life.
他没有担心，没有顾虑自己的生命。
He worry about the God's business.
他所关怀的是神的事。
When he was a cupbearer.
当他还在那个波斯当酒政的时候，
He heard about what's going on in Jerusalem.
他听到从耶路撒冷来的一些消息。
That was the main concern about his life.
耶路撒冷就成为他当时最重要的一个关怀。
We also find out, and he's the one to trust by the king.
他同时也是被王所重用，所那个器重。
So in his life, God wants to use him actually.
那时候神要重用他。
But because his major interest is the God's business.
就是因为他所关怀的是神的事。
If we just seek his life, stay as in this country, in the Persia as he himself as just cupbearer, for he just content himself.
如果当时他只关怀自己的官位的话，他就在波斯继续当酒政的工作。
Never his life to be meaningful enough as in a foreign country.
那么他的一生在外国的波斯的地方不可能成为一个很有意义的一个人生。
Because he trusts in God, also he's seeking God.
就因为他信靠神追求神。
But everything that we can learn that it's hands of God.
所以我们知道一切都在神的手中。
Now, maybe you're doing the business.
也许你在经营事业。
Maybe you work for company.
也许你在公司工作。
Maybe you're a student now, you're preparing for your career in the future.
也许你是学生，为自己的前途在努力。
Maybe in the near future, you're looking for your spouse also.
或者是你以后还要寻找你的未来的配偶。
Because there's a lot of issue in the future.
在我们一生有很多很多的要追求的事物。
Well, why we have to trust in God?
但是我们要信靠神。
Because we cannot trust ourselves.
因为我们没办法完全靠自己。
Because we cannot promise anything about tomorrow.
因为我们没办法为自己来预备明天。
But God knows tomorrow.
但神知道明天会发生什么事。
Also, He cares for us.
他也关心我们。
Well, He leads us.
他会来带领我们。
So we can only our life we can trust in Him.
所以我们唯一能做的就是来信靠神。
Just I mentioned about the life of Joseph.
我们刚刚谈过的约瑟的一生。
He's not a well-educated person.
他也许也没有受很多的教育。
When he become a prime minister.
当他成为埃及宰相之后。
From the prisoner to by one day he become prime minister.
原来是阶下囚，一天就成为埃及的宰相。
It's not because of his he's a human way, I mean, a very capable person to be shown to the people around there.
并不是因为他很有能力而被选用。
Because one thing is he trusts in God.
而完全是因为他信靠神。
Even people out there can see that God is with him.
别人可以看到有神跟他同在。
But if we trust in God,
如果我们能够信靠神的话
，God will pave our way to our life to be meaningful enough, to successful enough.
神会为我们安排让我们的未来是非常的成功。
Listen to Psalm chapter 103.
我们看诗篇103篇。
Psalm 103 verse 1 to 5.
第一到第五节。
Psalm chapter 103 verse 1 to 5.
诗篇103篇1到5节。
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefit, who pardons all your iniquity, and who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your ears with the good things.So that your youth is renewed like the eagle.
第一节，我的心啊，你要称颂主，玩在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。第二节，我的心啊，你要称颂主，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。第三节，他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。第四节，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。第五节，他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如因返老还童。
Let us trust in him.
让我们来信靠神。
I like the word in verse 5, who satisfy your ears with the good things so that your youth is renewed like an eagle.
我很喜欢这里第五节所记载的，用美物是你所愿的得以知足，以致你如因返老还童。
Lord is our strength.
神是我们的力量。
He is our savior.
是我们的拯救。
He is our source for all the blessing.
他是我们福气的源头。
He listened to us.
他也垂听我们的祷告。
So what we can do, we can trust in him.
我们所能做的就是依靠他。
Let's one more verse of Psalm chapter 28.
我们再看二十八章。
Psalm chapter 28 verse 6 to 9.
二十八章第六到第九节。
Psalm chapter 28 verse 6 to 9.
诗篇二十八章六到九节。
28 from verse 6.
二十八章六到八节。
And blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart exulted, and with my song I shall thank him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving defense to his anointed.Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Be their shepherd also and carry them forever.
第六节，第六节也主是应当称颂的，因为他听了我恳求的声音。主是我的力量，是我的盾牌，我心里依靠他就得帮助，所以我心中欢乐，我用诗歌必用诗歌颂赞他。主是他百姓的力量，又是他受膏者得救的保障。求你拯救你的百姓，赐福给你的产业，牧养他们，扶持他们直到永远。
If we trust in God,
应该信靠神。
God will give us a way. God give us a let our plan to be accomplished. We can say.
神就会必我们，神必为我们开路，让我们达到成功的地步。
Our success is not depends on.Our hands.
所以人的成功不在乎自己 的能力，
it depends on the God's hand.
而是在神的手中。
So let us all remember that.
愿我们大家能够记住这一点。
And let's look at the one Deuteronomy chapter 11.
我们来看一下申命记
Deuteronomy chapter 11,
生命记十一章
verse from 8 to 12,
第八到十二节。
You shall therefore keep every commandment which I am commanding you today, so that you may be strong and go in and possess the land into which you are about to cross to possess it, so that you may prolong your days on the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give to them and to their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land into which you are entering to possess it, it is not like the land of Egypt from which you came, where you used to sow your seed and water it with your foot like a vegetable garden. 11. But the land into which you are about to cross to possess it, a land of hill and valleys, a drink water from the rains of heaven. 12. A land of which the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it.
第八节,
from the beginning even to the end of the year.
第八节, 所以你们要守我今日所吩咐的一切诫命，使你们 胆壮， 能以进去的 你们所要得的那地，第九节，便使你们的日子在主向你们列出启示应许，给他们和他们后裔的地上得以长久，那是流奶鱼蜜之地。你要进去得为业的那地，本不像你出来的埃及地，你在那里撒种用脚浇灌，像浇灌菜园一样。你们要过去，得。 为业的那地呢，是有山有谷，雨水滋润之地，是主你神所眷顾的，从岁数到年终，主你神的眼目时常看顾那地。
Deuteronomy chapter 11, this passage is this verse is address of the Moses to his people.
这个地方是摩西对以色列百姓的训诲。
Moses truly convinced that if they keep all the commandment of God.
摩西深切的了解，如果百姓遵守神的诫命，
you can be continue to be strong.
百姓就成为一个很强壮的一个国家，
so you can possess all the land，
而且能够把所有的迦南地都拿下来，
so life will be long enough to bless by God in this land，
而且会一直蒙神祝福的这个地，
but which means this land is much better than the where you came from， which is the Egypt，
而且这个迦南地是比他们原来住的迦南地的那个埃及地还更美好。
Now especially verse 12 here, it is the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it.
在十二节里头，主你神的眼目时常看顾那地，从岁首到年终。
We mentioned we don't know about tomorrow.
我们提到说我们 没办法知道明天，
but he cared for us and also his eyes always remain with us, then our life can be secure not only today but tomorrow also.
神眷顾我们，而且时常在看顾我们，说我们就有把握明天会很顺利。
But it comes from the fearing of God.
但重要的是必须要能够敬畏神。
So fearing of God is to keep the commandment of God.
敬畏神就是要遵守他的诫命。
It's very, very essential and also very fundamental way we can receive the blessing of God.
这是人能够得神 福气的那个根本。
So when we live in this world,
人活在这个世界，
you never compromise the things that belongs to in this world with the God's commandment.
人如果不遵守神的诫命，能够得到神的祝福。
God's commandment has to be the first priority.
神的诫命应该是最重要的。
Maybe in this world there's a lot of demanding.
也许世上 有很多事情都很 需要我们去达成。
Maybe this count of your time of your prayer maybe. Because you have to engage more your time for your work and your business.
因为人必须要花很多的时间在工作，在我们的事业上，所以我们的时间变得很有限。
Also, sometimes you have to compromise your time with the Sabbath day also.
有时候我们还必须要很努力才能够来守安息日。
There's a lot of issue that your life can, there's a temptation that you can compromise with the commandment of God. Or with your own life.
那么世界上有很多事情会让我们跟我们的守诫命做了一些妥协。
But here, the Moses, the address to his people said, keep the commandment of God.
当然这里告诉我们说要守神所吩咐的一切诫命。
Verse 8 says, keep every commandment.
这里第八节说的一切的诫命，
there's no such kind of, you know, this one is half, this one is 75%. There's no such things.
所以不是选择性的，不是说是85%遵守就可以。
But if you truly keep the commandment of God,
要真正的遵守一切的诫命，
God make you be strong.
神就会让你很壮大。
So your life here to be, you can possess this land.
你就可以把这个地拿下来。
Your life to be rejoiced with God.
而且你会过一个与神同在的一个喜乐的生活。
All the people listen to these messages.
我们听了这个信息。
But the same generation, they keep the, they, They understand this message is that they were all faithful to God at the time.
那么在从世界历史来以来啊，就是反正遵守这个诫命去行，用这话来行的都得是福气。
Until the time of Joshua.
一直到约书亚的时候。
But after these people, their faith is changed.
那么当时以色列人的信心就开始动摇。
Eventually, they started ignoring the commandment of God.
他们就开始忽略了神的诫命。
It seems like life is just kind of comfortable life given to them. It's like just, you know, just naturally given to them, they think.
他们认为既然地是神赏赐给他们，他们过得很舒适的生活。
So they compromised.
所以他们就
they
不再遵守。
They follow God.
他们顺从神。
At the same time, they accept other gods in the land of Canaan.
但同时他们也接受外邦的偶像。
Instead of to wipe them out of the land of Canaan, but they accept them.
他们没有把所有的外族都赶出去。让他们留下来。
So they do not fear God truly.
所以他们没有真正的来敬畏神。
So during the time of judges,
那么在士师的时代，
all these people in the land of Canaan becomes their thorn.
那么那时候还留下来的外邦人就成为他们的刺。
Within their own blissful land, they become a slave of other people.
所以在他们神所祝福的地方，他们很多时候变成外邦人的奴隶。
Of course, once in a while, God sent a judge to save His people.
但有时候我们晓得神差遣士师来拯救他们。
But this cycle is continued for more than 300 years.
但是这个循环是继续不停的好几百年。
They are the boss in this country because God allowed them to have this country.
那么他们是得到神祝福这一块好地方。
But they cannot truly have that.
但是他们没有真正的能够拥有。
Because they do not keep the commandment of God hardly.
因为他们没有全心的来遵守神的诫命。
So now you and I, we are chosen people.
我们现在是称为神的选民。
We are children of God.
是神所拣选的儿女。
We are predestined that our life have a full of blessing of God.
我们被预定要得到所有的福气。
Our life is already designed as like a victorious life to be supposed to.
我们的一生已经是命定是会很成功的。
Sometimes we can see why people cannot have those full blessing. They cannot receive the full blessing of God.
但是有时候我们会问到为什么有些人不能得到神的同样的祝福呢
？Because some people do not keep the commandment of God, truly and hardly.
就是因为人不能完全而且一切遵守一切的诫命。
So let us fearing God.
所以我们人要敬畏神。
So、we can keep all the commandment of God.
遵守一切的诫命。
And also, the time is about. The third point is we can with the faith.
第三点是我们要有信心了。
First, we trust in God, and second, fearing God, and third one is with our faith.
所以这三点呢，一个就是要信靠神第二点是要敬畏神，第三点要有信心。
Listen to Hebrews chapter 11.
我们看希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6.
第六节。
And without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who seek him. So here, the writers says,And without faith, it is impossible to please him.
这里作者告诉我们说，人没有信的话，不能得到神的喜悦。
I'm sure because everybody, you and I, we have a faith.
当然我们大家都是有信心的。
But then what kind of quality is different?
但是每个人信心的品质可能有差别。
Many times Jesus healing the people out there, and those come to him, and Jesus said, according to your faith.
很多时候主耶稣医治人的病是按照他们的信心的大小。
One time there was a, you know, woman, the Canaanite woman came to Jesus.
有一次一个迦南的妇人来见主耶稣。
Because her daughter was possessed.
因为她的女儿被鬼所附。
And she is not a Jewish.
她不是犹太人。
But since she heard that Jesus was there, she went there. She in front of Jesus asking for help.
她听到有关耶稣的事迹，所以来到耶稣跟前。
But she at the beginning, Jesus doesn't want to help her daughter to be cured.
一开头，主耶稣并不愿意来医治他女儿的病。
It was a great challenge.
是一个很大的一个难题。
Jesus is Jewish.
因为主耶稣是犹太人。
She is a Canaanite. It's a different race.
那么这个是迦南妇人，不同的种族。
It's so humiliating because when Jesus says, "I'm not coming here for you. I come here for my own people."
当主耶稣对他讲说，他来是为了拯救犹太人，不是拯救外邦人。
But she willing to take it.
但他愿意接受。
But I want my daughter to be cured. To be cured.
因为她是希望她的女儿能够得医治。
She continued to holding the Jesus.
所以她一直的向主耶稣哀求。
So later Jesus praised her.
所以主耶稣就称赞她的信心了。
Your faith is great.
你的信心很大。
Actually, from the beginning, it's not Jesus, you know, intend not to help her, but he is testing her faith.
并不是主耶稣一开始就不愿意医治他女儿，而是主耶稣要试验他的信心。
Sometimes God testing our faith.
有时候神会来试验我们的信心。
Whether our faith is genuine enough to seeking God and seeking Him only.
如果人的信心是真实向神祈求。
Maybe sometimes our life in our life our you know our life to be humiliated because we keep the faith.
有时候当我们保持住我们的信心的时候，好像是被歧视一样。
Because we keep the faith, so maybe there's a lot of challenge in our life.
也许因为要保持我们的信心，我们就遇到一些不如意的。
There's a temptation to choose this one, but because of faith, we should not choose.
我们晓得，因为是我们信心，有些事情我们就不愿意做选择。
But how we can please God?
我们如何来讨神的喜悦
？With true faith，
就是用我们的真的信心。
Whenever when God asked His only Son to send bring Him to the mountain to offer Him，
当神吩咐亚伯拉罕献他的长子
，It is a great demand。
这是很太大的一个要求啊。
Because man's way is better not to bring his own son to make a burnt offering to God。
所以每个人会把自己的儿子当作燔祭来献给神。
Because that's his choice。
但是这个是他的选择。
Of course, God demands。
神有神的要求。
God asked him to you only the one the beloved one to bring up to the mountain the way I show you and you can offer the burnt offering。
神告诉亚伯兰说，你把你所喜爱的这个儿子带到山上来献燔祭给我。
Testing his faith.
神要试验他的信心。
He willing to offer his own son.
但是亚伯兰胜过了这个试验他。他愿意献上。
With his faith, he truly pleased God.
因为他这个信心就讨神的喜悦。
God truly blessed him.
所以神就祝福给他。
So, this topic we mentioned casting all your anxiety upon him.
所以今天我们参考的就是将一切的忧虑卸给神。
We don't have to worry about our life.
我们不用为自己的生命来忧虑。
But tomorrow is up to God's hands.
明天在神的手中。
But tomorrow is maybe not it's not the God's time. So we have to wait and you know still.
如果明天还不是神的时候，我们就应该耐心的等候。
But we can trust Him.
但是还要保持对神的信靠。
There's all the worry. We don't have to worry, but we can fear in God.
我们不用担心任何事情，只要来敬畏神。
No matter what circumstance，
不管发生什么事情
，we truly keep the commandment of God。
我们确实的遵守诫命。
In this way, show of fearing God，
来显出我们敬畏神的心。
God truly bless us about our tomorrow。
那么神就会真正来祝福我们的明天。
True faith, the genuine faith，
就是透过真正的信心。
Once we please Him。
当我们能够讨他的喜悦的后，
He will please us tomorrow,
他就会 来祝福我们的今天跟明天。
This is God's way of our life to be managed.
这就是神要我们如何来治理、来管理我们的一生。
I hope that all the brothers and sisters, we also can receive the wonderful blessing. We don't have to worry about tomorrow, yet we receive all the blessing throughout all this 2013.
愿我们都能够得神的祝福、不为明天忧虑，但而且在整个2013年都能够蒙神的祝福。
Let's sing him.
我们再唱一首诗。
402.
402首。